on gluten.
Oh, hello, Mr. Burns. Why, no, we haven't seen Hildy.
Hiya, slave.
Why, you bet. He's got a shave.
It's Walter Burns on the wire. Talk to him, will you, Hildy? Tell that paranoid to take a sweet kiss for himself. Come on, Ernie, sound your aid.
Goodbye forever.
Listen, Hildy, will you do me a personal favor and talk to Walter?
He's called up about 9 million times.
What's the matter, Hildy? Are you afraid of him?
I'll talk to that maniac with pleasure. Hello, Mr. Burns. What's that, Mr. Burns? Why, your language is shocking, Mr. Burns.
Say, listen, you crazy baboon. Get a pencil and paper and take this down and get it straight, because it's important. It's the Hildy Johnson curse. The next time I see you, no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I'm going to walk right up to you and hammer on that monkey skull of yours till it rings like a Chinese gong.
Oh, that's telling them.
Listen. No, I ain't going to cover the hanging. I wouldn't cover Washington crossing the Delaware for you if he did it all over again. Never mind the Vaseline, Jocko. It won't do you any good this time because I'm going to New York. I didn't tell you that, did I? And if you know what's good for you, you'll stay west of Gary, Indiana, because the Johnson never forgets.
And that, boys, is what is known as telling the managing editor.
Why'd you quit?
I'm getting married. You see those three to New York tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, three?
Me and my girl and their darling ma.
Oh, look, he's in love. Tootsie, Wootsie.
Is she a white girl? Has she got a good shape?
Does Walter know you're getting married?
Does he know? Shook hands like a pal, offered to throw me a farewell dinner.
That's his favorite joke.
Farewell dinner.
He poisons people out of it.
Let me talk at 2164, will you? Yeah, he got me into Polak. Mike filled me full of rot gun. I'd have been there yet if I hadn't been with the toilet. You imagine that guy trying to break up my marriage after shaking hands? Hello, Peggy. How are you, darling? Oh, I know, but... Oh, you bet I resigned. Right in his face, didn't I?
Yeah.
11:18 tonight, yeah. No. Why, the press room. Just dropped in to say goodbye to the boys, yeah. Not a chance, honey. I got a taxi waiting. Yeah. 10 minutes. Bye-bye, honey.
Hey, where's the wedding?
It's in New York, so you guys ain't gonna have any fun with it. No fake warrants for kidnapping the bride with me.
Everybody's getting this New York bug. It's a rube town for mine.
You wanna look out, Hildy? They tell me all those New York reporters are lizzies.
Remember that one from New York last summer? With a toy piece?
Now, there was a man. Boys, listen. Could any gentleman tell me where the telegraph station is?
If you want to look out, Hildy, you'll be talking like that.
Which one of those 50 journalists are you going to work for?
None of them. Who wants to work in the newspaper? Got a whole boat full of dandruff and bumps in. They wheedle off of all of them.
What are you going in for? The movie?
The advertising business. 150 smackers a week.
What?
150 what?
Well, there's the contract.
Have you guys got anything better to do down there?
It is 150. You're going to miss a sweet hanging.
I'm not interested.
He's going to write poetry about my lady's drawers.
Can you imagine punching a time clock, sitting around with a lot of stuffed shirts, talking statistics?
Why, you'd be like a fire...
running after fire engines like a lot of coach dogs. Waking people up in the middle of the night to ask them what they think of Mussolini. Stealing pictures off of old ladies of their daughters that get attacked in Grove Park. Well, a daffy butt is keep swelling around with holes in their pants, borrowing nickels from office boys, and for what? So a million hired girls and motorman's wives don't know what's going on.
Yeah, your girl must have handed you that line.
I don't need anybody to tell me about newspapers. I've been a newspaper man for 15 years, a cross between a bootlegger and a galooper. And if you want to know something, you'll all end up on the copy desk, gray-headed, humpback, slob, dodging kind of sheets when you're 90.
You'll be out on the street the minute your contract's up.
Oh, no, not me. My girl's uncle owns the business.
Has he got a lot of jack?
Choking him. What do you think he'd give us for a wedding present?
A dozen doilies.
$500 in cash.
There ain't 500 in cash.
There it is, except what it costs to get those tickets to New York.
Let me count that.
Oh, no, you don't.
Boys, just a minute, please. What about a little bite?
Scram. Jenny.
Oh, there you are.
Can I wash up now, please?
Yes. This place is beginning to smell like an owl's foot.
Come on, Jenny. You don't want to wash up in a night like this. I'm going away. This is a holiday. Come on, give us a kiss.
You Hilly Johnson, you keep waiting for me.
Oh, what's the matter? Ain't I your fun anymore?
I'll hit you, I will.
Come on, Jenny. I'll tell you what we'll do. You and I will go around and say goodbye to everybody in the building. Oh, but we can't take this with us. Come on, Jenny. Come on. Hey! Look!
around, Jenny. Walk me around again, Jenny. Around, around again. Walk me around again, Jenny.
Hey.
Around, around again. Walk me around again, Jenny.
Look here, fellas.
Any news?
Who jumped that out of this window?
We promised not to tell.
Who threw it?
Judge Mankiewicz threw it.
He was in it with his robes on, playing fireman.
Come on now, fellas. I know who it was. It was Hilda Johnson, wasn't it? Where is he?
Out with a lady.
I swear I don't know what to do with you boys. I have a darn good mind to take this press room away from you. Stop it!
Wouldn't that be too bad? The place is so full of cockroaches you can't walk.
Personally, I don't give two hoots. But how do you suppose it looks to have a lot of hoodlums yelling and throwing things out of the window? Besides, there's someone in that death house. How do you suppose he feels listening to all this revelry?
A lot you care how he feels.
We're doing everything possible to...
To get your whole ticket re-elected next week.
Yes, when Williams drops through that trap tomorrow, it means a million votes.
Can we help it if the people rise to support this administration stand against the Red Menace?
Personified by Mr. Earl Williams, the guy who loses the job he's held for 14 years, joins a parade of the unemployed, and because he's goofy from lack of food, waves a red undershirt.
Williams is a dangerous radical, and he killed a policeman.
Williams is the poor bird who had the tough luck to kill a colored policeman in the town where the colored vote counts.
And they're hanging Danny Deaver in the morning.
You! Hartman. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Stop it! Pink, how's that look to the voters? Like I had sore eyes or something.
Just a minute, fellas. Just a minute. Now, Pete, how about the favor that certain party is asking? Once and for all, will you hang this person at 5 a.m. instead of 7? It can't hurt you, and we can make the city addition.
Roy, you can't hang a fellow in his sleep just to please a newspaper.
No, but you can keep postponing the hanging so it'll come just before the election.
Yes.
With this new alien that's coming in, how do we know there'll be a hanging?
Yes.
What if this professor finds he's insane or something?
Yes.
He won't find he's insane.
No?
No, because he ain't. William is as sane as I am.
Saner.
Yes.
Now, here's a resume of the situation. The newspapers have got to put their shoulders to the wheel.
What do you do, Jen?
They've got to impress on these Bolsheviks that a death warrant for Earl Williams is a death warrant for every bomb-throwing un-American red in this town. This hanging means more to the people of this fair city today.
I bet you.
Tom, say.
Drop.
That's a statement, Jimmy.
Why don't you go home?
All right, you'll just get scooped. We're going to reform the Reds with a rope. That's our slogan. You can quote me if you want to. Sheriff Hartman pledges...
Oh, Peoria, we've been printing this chestnut for weeks.
Ain't you going to use that?
Sure.
Give me the desk. This is Bensinger. The sheriff refuses to move the hanging up 1 minute.
No, I won't. That hanging's coming off exactly as per schedule. 7 o'clock in the morning, and not a minute sooner. There's such a thing as being humane, you know.
All right. All right. Just wait till you want a favor. Give me a rewrite.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Boy.
Jake, new lead on the hanging. And don't use Hartman's name in this at all. Just say the sheriff.
Why can't they jerk these guys at a reasonable hour so we can get some sleep?
This new alien is Dr. Max J. Egelhofer. That's right, from Vienna. He's going to examine Williams at the request of the United Federation for World Betterment. Oh, my, one of the biggest. Author of that book, The Personality Gland.
And where to put it? Got a dime?
just autographed a copy for me.
Did you buy these initials in your pants, too?
Wait. There's more. That doctor's the 14th pair of whiskers they've sent in on this case.
Those alienists make me sick. All they do is tickle you, then send you a bill for 500 bucks.
Give me the desk.
Now, here's the situation on the eve of the hanging.
Hello, this is Murphy. More slop on the hanging.